The trouble with us is that we try to become important without the supreme shelter. And there we crumble down. We destroy our life. In destroying our life, we are very expert in this age. So instead of that, Srila Prabhupada has always insisted that our life always should be full with the higher consciousness, which is very correctly known as Krishna consciousness. And in this age, because we are busy in so many other activities, so very easy method the authorities have shown, including Vyas Bhagwan, the author of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, Sri Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the saints and sages and gurus like Srila Prabhupada. They all glorify the names of the Lord, which is very easy. Namna Makari Bhagavani Jasarva Shaktis. Namna Makari. All my energies are invested in my name, he says. Smarnena Kala Tatrame. Smarnena Kala. There is no any regulation that you should only chant your name, his names in the morning or evening or afternoon or at night. No restriction at all. Anytime you feel free to chant, you just start chanting. And that is the association of the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna. In order to keep our life on the right track throughout our life, the remembrance of the Supreme Authority is needed. And he knew that Kali Yuga living entities will have no strong memories, will have no strong bodies, and will have so many inabilities. This Kali Yuga is ocean of faults. So very kindly he gives his names, invested with full energy of his. Just to chant Krishna, Ram, these are different names of him. Any name, and you are completely liberated. Our position is very nicely described in one of the verses. Sansara kupe patito vade mohanda purne visayavitatte kava kravalambam mamadehi vishnu govinda namo dharmadvedi. It's very easy to understand. Sansara kupe patito ati agade. Sansara kupa means blind well of material existence. And blind well is the well which is on the path of forest path, and it is covered by the grass. So you don't see that there is a well. You see the path. And knowingly or unknowingly, if you step on the grass, you are down into the well. There is blind well. And then you go down, down and down and down. There is blind well. We are all, without exception, fallen into this blind well. And everybody of us is eager to get out of this. Somebody will tell here that I am not married, I don't have my family, so I am not falling into the well. No, it's not correct. Family doesn't mean necessarily mean the physical family. But it means our tendencies also. We carry so many obnoxious tendencies that we are slave of our own ideas, bad ideas. And those ideas are also regarded as a part and parcel of the family. Sansara kupe patito ati agade. It's bottomless pit. You go down, down and down. And then he says, therein also mohanda purne. We are completely illusion. We very well know that nobody can stay here for long. This planet is not our residence. It's only for a few years we are here. Maybe if we are lucky, we'll be here after 70, 80 years or 90, whatever it is. And that too the last years, we lose our consciousness. We don't understand. In old age, we see people, they don't understand anything really. We had been one old homes in England, you know, and there was a nice old man, you know, John. So he was very old, he didn't know really. But even an old man wants to be talked, you know, somebody should talk to him lovingly. They always hanker after loving talks. So nobody used to talk to this John. So he thought that unless he does some extraordinary thing, nobody will talk to him. So extraordinary thing, what was he was doing? He was always sitting on the toilet seat with the doors open. So everybody, hey John, don't sit, that is not the place to sit. And he was smiling, yeah? Because everybody was talking, come in. Then I told the nurse, I said, why don't you bring John out? He said, no, if we bring him out again, he will go and sit there. Well, once he comes out, then nobody talks to him. He's sitting on the chair, that's all. But if he sits on the toilet seat, then everybody, hey, that's not the place, you come here, John. And he smiles. This is how everybody of us hanker after loving a relationship. We are human beings, social human beings. We don't want to be frowned at. Everybody, it's so nice to see our Madhava Prabhu smiling. And see his health. That is how. The more pleasing personality you have, you are helping yourself, not the others. As soon as you are pleasing personality you have, then your health increases. See our guilt, I couldn't recognize him. I know the demon, but now he's coming to become a demigod. So this is how the consciousness, the higher consciousness, completely changes our existence. Otherwise, at the age of 40, you have so many wrinkles and our whole muscles fall down. And then you have to have the surgery, you know, you tie the muscle down. This is the result of not believing in the existence of the Supreme Authority as a person. He is a person. Whether we believe or not, he is not going to vanish, disappear as a person. Unless he is a person, how can he manage all these things? A person can manage. Here, the president like Madhava is required to manage this place. It's such a small place. And we have so many planets, so many stars, so many universes in the material existence and in the spiritual realm, again much more than this. Who is managing this? And we simply say that, oh, he's not, nothing is there, in a big bang, somebody hits somebody and everything is produced. If it is the case, then I will take two stones and hit them and the watch will come out. It doesn't come out, we know very well that in order to manufacture the watch, there must be a living entity behind it. Otherwise, nothing is produced. This is how he says that we are under the cover of Mohanda. We are illusion, and because of the illusion, we are under. We are completely blind. And not only that we are completely ignorant and blind, Mohanda, but in addition to this, Vishayabhitapte, we are completely boiling always with the desires of the sex enjoyment, sense gratification. We are completely boiling, fried, we are completely fried. Like a mad person, like a dog, we run here and there for this sense gratification. This is our material existence. Sansara kupe patito adhiyakale vishayabhitapte mohandapurne vishayabhitapte. And then, when we are completely frustrated from all the corners, then somewhere, by His mercy, we get to the right place, if we are lucky. And then we are guided, that Karavalambam Madehi Vishnu. We request Him, please Vishnu, please Supreme Authority, Krishna, Karavalambam, you please produce, prolong your hand, and catch my hand, and pick me up. And then He says, just send my names, Govinda Dama Dharamadaveti. These are the different names of Krishna. By just chanting the names of Krishna, you just come out of the whole rut. That is the knowledge. And sane persons, like you people, very nice to see you here. Please, nothing is required. Nothing more is required. Just day and night, Krishna, 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 Govinda. These are the few of the names of Krishna. And these verses, they are beautifully sung, you know. very nice to sing the transcendental music, and it doesn't require the musician to sing. Anybody with a sincere desire to be attracted to the Supreme Authority can sing these verses very simply. Sansar kupe patito adhiyagade. You understand a god, bottomless pit. Mohand purne vishaya vitapte. Mohand, we are blind by moha, illusion. Because our life is illusion, we are completely blind. We don't see the reality. Vishaya vitapte, and we are boiling with the different sense gratificatory desires. And that's why we are requesting, karavalambam mamadehi Vishnu. Vishnu, please, Krishna, you just prolong your hand. I am now getting drowned in the ocean of this sense gratification. So pick me up, please. Govinda Damo Dharmadveti. Such a nice simple verse, you know. Please repeat after me. Sansara kupe.
Sansara kupe.
Sansara kupe.
Sansara kupe.
Patito ati agadhe.
Patito ati agadhe.
Sansara kupe.
Sansara kupe.
Patito ati agadhe.
Patito ati agadhe.
Mohand purne.
Mohand purne.
Vishaya vitapte.
Vishaya vitapte.
Mohand purne.
Mohand purne.
Vishaya vitapte.
Vishaya vitapte.
Karavalambam.
Karavalambam.
Mama dehi Vishnu.
Mama dehi Vishnu.
Karavalambam.
Karavalambam.
Mama dehi Vishnu.
Mama dehi Vishnu.
Govinda Damo Dharmadveti.
Govinda
Namo Dharmadve. Sansar kupe.
Sansar kupe.
Patito ati agade.
Patito ati agade.
Mohand purne.
Mohand purne.
Vishaya vitapte.
Vishaya vitapte.
Karavalambam.
Karavalambam.
Mama dehi Vishnu.
Mama dehi Vishnu.
Govinda Damo Dharmadveti.
Govinda Damo Dharmadveti.
So much could be explained from this verse again. But the main thing is that if we chant his names very sincerely, our life definitely should improve. Should improve. There is no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Ordinary persons can become extraordinary persons. We are all ordinary. We don't have any value at all. Materially, we are paupers. But even then, Krishna gives the capacity to do everything. Because day and night, whatever we are doing, but we are fully engrossed into the scriptures and the names of the Lord. And that's why our life is completely sublime. From since last so many years, we haven't heard any bad language. And that is the best medicine we have taken. As soon as you stop hearing any bad language, you improve within a night. Outside you go, and all scratch we hear. And because we hear the bad language outside, see the condition of the people. They are suffering beyond our imagination. Unsurpassable suffering. Somebody has a diabetes, somebody has a heart attack, somebody falls down, somebody like a madman drinks, somebody does this, somebody does that. Why? Because they are hearing bad. If you hear good, you are bound to be good. So at least we should resolve that except the Krishna's names, we will not hear anything. You keep the tapes. If you don't have tapes, you chant and you keep on hearing. You make your own tape. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Don't chant anything else at all. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna iti. Yo mam smarati nityasha. Krishna says that if you chant my names, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna iti. Yo mam smarati nityasha. Yo means those people who chant my names continuously. Smarati remembers. Nityasha always. Then what happens to them? Jalam bhitva yatha padma Narkadabhi Uddharamya. Please, please, please take these instructions. And one thing is definite, that these instructions are transcendental. They don't depend upon your material conditions. You may be working as a mason, you may be working as a carpenter, you may be working as an engineer, you may be working as a businessman, you may be a doctor or whatever it is. But everybody can come to the Supreme through the devotional service. And so very easy. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Namaiva Kevalam. Kalau, in this age, Nastiva, 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 Gatihi Annada. This is the meaning of transcendental. Because the devotional service is transcendental, transcends everything. It transcends your material conditions also. It doesn't depend upon your clothes. It doesn't depend upon your shaven head. Or it doesn't depend upon your hairy head. Or nothing at all. You just please take it up. Wherever you are, you just take this process. This is the message. And if it is so very easy, and if it can change our life for good, why should we delay it? Should not delay for a single second. So with this understanding, we will chant few Krishna's names. Please, with your loving heart, you chant after me, and we will elevate it within a second. Within a few minutes, our life will be elevated. Please repeat after me. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
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 Jaya Guti Jana Kulabha Girivar Dhari.
Jaya Guti Jana Kulabha Girivar Dhari.
Jaya Guti Jana Kulabha Girivar
Dhari. Jaya Guti Jana Kulabha.
Kunja Bihari.
Jaya
Radha Madhava Kunja
Bihari.
Yamuna Tira Manika.
Yamuna Tira Manika.
Yamuna Tira Manika.
Yamuna Tira
Manika. Yamuna
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Govinda jaya jaya Gopal jaya
jaya
Govinda jaya jaya Gopal jaya jaya
Govinda jaya jaya
Gopal jaya jaya Govinda jaya jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda jaya jaya Raja Ram Patit Pavan Sita Ram
Raghupati Raghav Raja Ram Patit Pavan Sita Ram.
This mantra is very powerful. Raghupati means in Raghu dynasty. Chai. In Raghu dynasty, the Lord Ramchandra appeared. That's why he is known as protector of the Raghu dynasty. Raghupati. Pati means protector. Raja Ram. Ram was the ideal king. And in Ram Rajya, in kingdom of Ramchandra, we always find nine things. Nadi Vyadhi, Jara Glani, Shoka, Dukha Shoka Bhayakrama, Mrityushana Ichchatamasi, Rame, Rajani, Adokshate. It's a beautiful verse to remember. We always hanker after Ram Rajya, with the kingdom run by the supreme authority, supreme person, Lord Ram. And he says, in his kingdom, the first thing is there, is Nadi, Na. Na means no. Adi means miseries. We don't have any miseries in his kingdom. And there are three important miseries in our life. It is known in Sanskrit as three tapa. Three means three. Three and three is equal, you know. In Dutch language, what is three? Three. So say same. You know? Three. Three, three or three. Three. It's a bit of difference. The same language gives us all these languages. It shows that you are Aryans. Sometime, maybe millions of years before, or thousands at least, you have migrated from India. The whole population of European countries also, their origin is Aryans. And Aryans means the people who know the value of the human existence. That is Arya. And because you are the descendants of Aryan, your language has inherited quite many words from Sanskrit. Not only that, but all over the world, all over the planet, we see so many remnants of the Aryan culture. Vedic culture it is known as. Vedic culture was the culture. All other cultures, recent cultures, they are coming from Vedic culture. I'll show you within few minutes how. But at the moment, you please remember these threefold miseries. The number one misery arises out of our body. Our mind is completely wrong. Because if the mind is attracted too much to the sense gratification, it behaves like a mad person. It is known as mada, intoxicated person. And that's why there is one Krishna's name, Chai. How is everything? All right, the sun is shining from this side. come. There is a place here. Nice to see you, right? Here, everything is all right? Come. We are looking for you, no? Like Krishna. We look for Krishna and we look for Purnatattva. So, the mind always is bound to go wrong if it is too much materialistic. If it doesn't have the spiritual touch, the mind behaves madly. And Krishna's name, if you want to go to Krishna, then you have to forget about these sense gratification activities. Mada. It is known as mada, intoxication. You know, in the form of many drinks we intoxicate ourselves. We don't have this intoxication, but we definitely have some intoxication. But Krishna says that my names are such that you have to learn from my names. His one of the names are Madana and Mohana. Madan Mohana. You know, one of the names of Krishna is Madan Mohana. In this name, he definitely teaches you that Madana, you should not be intoxicated. You should not be intoxicated by the country you are staying in. You should not be intoxicated by the family you are in. Or otherwise we have a very beautiful wife and your mother. And you don't know when the wife goes away. So it depends upon Krishna. So Madana, if there is no mother, then you can go to Madana. And Mohana also no. If you are illusion, then you can't come to Krishna. So from his name he teaches, Madan Mohan ki jai. Madan Mohan ki jai means I have left mother and I have left Moha also. And then I can go to Madan Mohan. Brahmachari ki jai. Grastha? Your grastha? Ah, jai. Grastha ki jai. So these names, they are very powerful. And if you remember Krishna's names, Madan and Mohan, you will always be out of intoxication and always out of illusion. If not, then your mind behaves like a ghost, haunted by ghost, you know. Sometimes you go to walk to the pubs, sometimes you go to the restaurants, sometimes you chew the dead flesh, or you chew this or you chew that, then pour the dirty water into your throats. This is all madness. It's not required for devotional service. Devotional service requires a very clean life and a clean mind. If your life is going to be happy, and if you want to be happy in your life, then you have to come to this stage, that you have to stop this madness of the material pursuit. That is the instruction in Ram Rajya. In Ram Rajya, nobody was attracted to this. They didn't have any mental trouble at all. Mental hospital was completely absent that time. And now, oh God, I think more mental hospitals are there. The population of those hospitals is much more than Antwerp. Yeah? This is the result. It is not Ram Rajya. In Ram Rajya, in the kingdom of Ram, these mental attitudes were completely correct because they were always seeing the Lord. If you see the Lord here, he is standing nice, see? Oh, Mother, you are doing very nice service. That's the trouble. It shines, you know. You look at the deities once and your minds are correct. Because when you have a darshan, when you have the deity's darshan audience, then your mind is completely intact. There is no worry at all. We completely forget ourselves till we are having darshan. And that's why it is insisted in Ram Raj that continuously you have to see Ram. Continuously you have to see Krishna. And the more you see the Supreme Absolute Person in his transcendental form, the more your mind will become, there won't be any misery. Then second misery, is other living entities trouble us. And that is known as adibhautik dukkha. That also we cannot really stop. The other living entities out of envy, they are going to trouble you. So please ignore these things. If your mind is completely engrossed in the devotional activities, you never feel who is talking what. That is the main medicine of forgetting the second misery. And the third misery is very important, because even demigods give the misery in the form of earthquake. Now we are sitting here and none of our fault, and the ground starts moving. And there may be a big valley, or we go down with the class. We may have class downstairs. This is the main thing to be understood in the kingdom of Ram. These three miseries completely disappear in the kingdom of Ram. And Ram means Aram, you know, complete rest. Once you go to Ram, you are completely at ease. That is the meaning of his kingdom. The Nadi Vyadi, Jara, there is no Jara, there is no old age. In Ram's kingdom, there is no old age. How? It's very nice to understand. The body definitely gets old. There is no way that you can stop the body decaying. It is going to be old. But if your attention is 10%, and more than 10% if your attention is towards the devotional activities, then you don't feel the old age. You don't feel. Otherwise, if your mind is attracted to the sense gratification, you untimely you become old. And we see many times with the illicit connections, our sexual connections, we are attacked by AIDS or something like that. It's a horrible disease. It cannot be cured at all. Untimely you become old. That is the main thing we have to understand. Please shun for a change for these sexual intercourses. Please. For your own good, you should stop this nonsense. And those who are following this nonsense under the name of something, they should legalize it. I mean to say, they should marry immediately and stop running around like a dogs and cats. This is the way to correct our sexual relationships. I am very sorry that in this part and now in India also, we are going very loose regarding the sexual relationships. And with the loose sexual relationship, you are borrowing untimely sicknesses. Bhoge roga vayam. Bhog, the sense gratification, always give you the disease. Bhogi is always rogi. Bhogi means who are running after the sense gratification. And rogi means diseased. That is the verdict of the Vedas. Bhoge roga vayam. If you want to escape from this old age, untimely old age, or untimely graying your head, then you have to stop this. And you have to regulate your sense gratification. Raga dvesha viktaistu vishayan indriyash charan atma shair videya atma prasadam adhigacchati. Beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Raga dvesha viktaistu. We should not have any attachment or hatred for anything. No. And no hatred for all the living entities. That should become our nature. Because we know from Bhagavad Gita, we have imbibed this instruction, that all the living entities, including the animals and the lower species and what not, they are all part and parcel of me. Krishna says, mama eva amsha jiva bhuta sanatana. If they are part and parcel, then we become brothers and sisters. Would you hate your brother? Would you hate your, you kill your sister? You can't do that. So realize these instructions and put them into practice. And if you love everybody, if you smile at everybody, if your relations are good, your health will be good. That is the main secret of it. If you hate anybody, the man or a woman whom you hate is not affected at all, but you are affected yourself. Your chemical combination in this bag completely goes wrong. And as soon as the chemical combination is wrong, we have to go to the doctors and take the appointment and tell him what is happening. He says, what is happening to you? I told him, if I knew that what is happening to me, why should I come to you? But they don't understand. And this is how we are completely misdirected and misguided throughout our life. Because we are not coming to the supreme authority. So very easy method our gurus, our saints, our sages, our scriptures, they're shouting that you please come this side, please come this side. And we don't come this side, then untimely we become old. In Ram Rajya, in the kingdom of Ram, never nobody became old. And there was no question of death then. If nobody is old, means there is nobody dies. Unless he or she wishes to die. That was the Ram Rajya. Mrityushana Ichadam Asit. And because you didn't get old, there was no fatigue. At the moment, at the end of the day, you are half dead. Because the material activities are so very sapping your energy. Whereas the spiritual activities, like here you are sitting for 1 hour, and it will energize you. It will enliven your living conditions. Whereas you go to the sense gratification or any material activity, and by the evening you are half dead. And you come home, and if you are lucky, the wife will smile, otherwise the wife will take a shoe and beat you again on your head. This is the condition of our modern life. And the reason is only one, that we have completely forgotten the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna or Ram. And that's why we are in a difficult condition. In Ram Rajya, there was no, that's why Raja Ram, you know, Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram. And Ram, Patita Bhavan Sita Ram, Patita Bhavan, those who are patit, those who are fallen down, he very lovingly picks up. Karavalambam Mamadevi Vishnu, Govinda Dhamo Dharma Advaiti. This is the mantra, you know, please chant very nicely. It's beautiful to see. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram, Patita Pavan Sita Ram. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram, Patita Pavan Sita Ram.